listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station.
Breakout Radio Church, now having church services daily at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Central Time. Now here is Pastor Deo Gentry.
Hey, good Sunday morning, everybody. Welcome to Breakout Radio Church. Pastor Dale and Gene Gentry here on a Sunday morning in August. I want to welcome you to Breakout Radio Church, and we are broadcasting live from our studios in Austin, Texas. Gene and I are delighted to be back in church this morning. We've taken several weeks off to rest and write my autobiography, as well as to deal with some health challenges I've had for several weeks. Thank you for praying for me. And I'm getting better and better. And I really appreciate Rhonda and Delvin Kinzer filling in for us for the past several weeks. Also, those that have been guest preachers. And so remember, the Breakout Radio Church is a global church without walls, comprised of members in many different geographical locations across America and around the globe, responding to Jesus' command to go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. We are a house of prayer for all nations. And Gene, it's good to be back at Radio Church, Breakout Radio Church today.
Yes, it is. And good morning, Breakout family. We're so thankful and grateful for all of you, and it's just great to be back, and we're so thankful for all of your prayers, support, encouragement this past few weeks, and we love you, and we're just glad to be back at Breakout Church.
Yeah, we've been through some stormy weather the last several weeks, but God is good, and we are so very, very thankful to be back here at Breakout Radio Church on a Sunday morning, this fourth day of August. And this Tuesday, I want to remind you, is going to be a very important day, because this Tuesday, August the 6th, we're going to be celebrating 7 consecutive years of sending our daily prayers out on letsprayamerica.com. And you could be one in a million if you want to go to letsprayamerica.com, letsprayamerica.com. We started 7 years ago with the help of Linda Meeks and Cheryl Ortiz and Evelyn Gastelum. We also send that out, of course, in Spanish. And wow. So we're going to pray, and Gene and I is going to set ourselves in agreement with you. And we want to pray for the mass shootings in El Paso, Texas yesterday, where 20 were killed and dozens wounded. And then last night, there was another mass shooting in Dayton, Ohio. 9 people killed, 16 wounded there in Dayton, Ohio. We must have revival. We must have another spiritual awakening. And for several years, I've been calling America to pray. Since 1997, after Gene and I went to the White House, the Holy Spirit told me to mobilize 1,000 points of light. And so we've been calling America to pray these past 22 years. And we're going to pray today. We're going to pray for these mass shootings, and we're going to pray for the will and plan and purpose of God to be done today. And we're also praying for each of you that are members of Breakout Radio Church. I've called all of your names today. All of your names. I've called every one of your names today, and I'm holding your names. Actually, I'm holding your names in my hand. I've been praying for you this morning, and we're also praying for some members of our church that are going through challenging times or difficult times, and we are standing with you. And so our personal assistant, Linda Meeks, has been diagnosed with cancer. She's scheduled to have 33 radiation treatments. She's been a faithful personal assistant for many years. Also, Ron and Betty Lester. Ron has cancer. He's been in the hospital, and Betty, Ron and Betty Lester need prayer. We need to pray for Pastor Dave Rogers' family. Pastor Eugene Bullard, we need to pray for Roy and Bonnie Beard. Bonnie Beard has been suffering so much pain. We need to pray for Eddie Hornsby. Laura Smith has been sick this week. And we need to pray for these needs, especially for Devin and Rhonda Kinzer, going through a storm. They've sold their home and need a place to move this week, by this Tuesday. And so we're standing with you today. Father Gene and I set ourselves in agreement right now in the name of Jesus. We pray right now for the service today here at Breakout Radio Church. We set ourselves in agreement with those that are attending church today here on this August Sunday morning. We pray, Lord, for the mass shootings there in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio, the people that are suffering as a result of gunshot wounds and the members of families that have been killed in these shootings. God, we need another spiritual awakening. We know in Jesus' name, Lord, that we have been crying out. There are people that are crying out for another spiritual awakening in America. And we pray right now. We pray for every one of these needs that are represented here at Breakout Radio Church today. Mightily anoint this service, we pray. Gene and I agree with the members of the church who are attending today. In Jesus' name, we believe God, don't we, Gene? We believe.
Yes, we do. God is faithful to answer prayer.
God is faithful, and we believe God. Hallelujah. Well, I'm excited today. I've got a message that God has put in my heart, gave me a word that I spent several hours on this week. And I'm going to preach that. But first of all, we're going to have some praise and worship with Bethel. And join me today. Here we go. Praise and worship, Pyramid Breakout Radio Church.
I raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies. A hallelujah louder than the unbelief. I raise a hallelujah. My weapon is a melody. I raise a hallelujah. Comes to fight.
on, church. Let's raise a hallelujah this morning. Hallelujah. Especially those of you that may be going through the storm. Let's raise a hallelujah. Hallelujah.
When you sing, prison walls come falling down. When you sing, heaven invades the earth. So just begin to lift up your hallelujah. Raise it like a banner. Raise it like a flag. Raise it in the middle of the storm. Let it rise. Let it rise. Like a symphony to the King. Everything to you, Jesus. We raise it all up.
Hallelujah. Come on, church, let's praise Him this morning. Let's raise a hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Especially those of you that are in the midst of a storm, let's raise a hallelujah. Lord, we bless you. We bless you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, raise a hallelujah, church. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless you this morning, Breakout Radio Church. Hallelujah. We praise you. We honor you. We magnify you. We glorify your name. You're such a good God. You're such an awesome God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless you today. We honor you today on this Sunday morning in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We praise you and we worship you today and we honor you and glorify your name today. Let's worship him, church. Let's worship him.
I love your voice. You will
Hallelujah. Oh, he's a good God. Lord, we thank you today for your goodness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for your goodness, your goodness, your goodness. Such a good God, awesome God, mighty God. Hallelujah. Gene and I are so thankful today for the goodness of God. These past 58 years of marriage and 52 years of full-time ministry, and God has been good. He is a good God and faithful God, and we are so thankful. We worship you today, Lord. We are so grateful for you today, all of your blessings. Hallelujah. I want you to turn your Bibles to the book of Ephesians with me this morning, Ephesians chapter 6. I want to preach today from Ephesians chapter 6, beginning with verse number 10. Ephesians 6 and 10. Here's what it says, reading from the New King James Version. He said, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in high places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." So he said, stand, therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, he said, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. And as for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly, and I ought to speak. You got to realize that Paul wrote this passage of Scripture to the church there in Ephesus from prison. He was in prison. He was in a storm, and yet he was encouraging the church at Ephesus to stand and withstand. So stand means to be on one's feet, be upright, be erect, be vertical, rise to one's feet, get up, straighten up, pick oneself up, find one's feet, be upstanding, be situated, be located, be positioned, remain in force, remain valid, effective, operative, remain in operation, hold good. So he said to stand. And then when the storm gets more intense, or the attack is more intense, then Paul said you need to withstand. And withstand means to endure, bear, take, handle, sustain, resist, stand up, remain undamaged or unaffected by, offer strong resistance or opposition. And that strong opposition, of course, is our enemy, the devil, which goes about as a roaring lion. We know that Jesus is the Lion of the tribe of Judah, but the devil tries to imitate him. He roars. That's all he's got. He just roars. But the Lion of Judah is the one that is strong. And we are to resist that enemy that comes about as a roaring lion, to attack us, to attempt to make us afraid. And the thing that he wants to do is bring fear into our life, fear of failure, fear of death, fear of sickness, fear of pain, fear of not having enough, fear of losing your job, fear of the stock market going down, fear that things will never work out, fear of being alone, fear of not making it, fear that things will never change, fear that things will always be the same. So the enemy, his attack upon the people of God is fear. That's his weapon. But there are 365 fear nots in the Bible. That is one church for every day of your life. Hallelujah. So Paul said, I'm going to stand and I'm going to withstand in the evil day. When is the evil day? The day when Satan attacks our marriage, our health, our mind, our emotions, our finances, our peace of mind, our business, our relationships, our church, our pastor, our leaders, our nation. That is when we are to withstand every attack of the devil. We are to resist the devil. The Bible said when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard. So what is the word today? Stand. Paul said, I'm going to stand. Having done all, I am going to stand. And there are many of you that are attending Breakout Radio Church today that are in a battle. You are in a spiritual warfare. Gene and I have been in a spiritual battle for several weeks. But in the midst of that battle, in the midst of the storm, we are taking our stand. And Paul said, take your stand. And so today's message is for everyone attending to be a Breakout Radio Church, but especially for those of you that are under attack this morning from the evil one. And so I can identify with you. And I started having some health challenges in April. I've personally gone through one of the most difficult storms in my entire 52 years of ministry. My eyes, my gut, my feet, my hands have been in an attack. I've lost almost 30 pounds of weight during this time. I've been attacked physically, emotionally. I've been attacked in many different ways with pain. But I'm here to tell you that God is faithful. And even though sometimes it seems the storm continues to rage, we will not be afraid. For the Bible said God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and of a sound mind. Power and of love and of a sound mind. And even though sometimes in the storm it seems like we're having a setback, we must declare today that we will not take a step back. We will stand our ground. And having done all, Paul said, having done all to stand, we stand. And sometimes we do all that we know to do. We pray, we seek God, we fast, we have other people praying with us. We use the scripture, and it seems like the storm continues. What do we do after that? We stand. And we must know that as we stand, we're not only we're not being afraid, but we're also trusting. One of Gene and I's favorite scriptures in the whole Bible is Proverbs chapter 3. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and lean not unto your own understanding. In all of your ways acknowledge Him. That's the Lord Jesus, and He will direct your paths. We continue to stand, and when we don't feel that we have the victory, we don't feel like anything is happening, we must know that He has promised. He's promised, church, not to leave us or forsake us, but to go all the way with us, even to the end of the age. And so we're standing, according to Psalms 23. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I will fear no evil. For Lord, you're with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Psalms 27, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Psalms 34, I sought the Lord and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Psalms 56, in God I put my trust. I will not fear. What can flesh do to me? Isaiah 41, I like this script, this passage. It says, fear not, for I'm with you. Be not dismayed, for I'm your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Behold, all those who were incensed against you shall be ashamed and disgraced. They shall be as nothing, and those who strive with you shall perish. You shall seek them and not find them. Those who contend with you, I'm talking about your enemies, those who war against you shall be as nothing, as a non-existent thing. For I, the Lord your God, this is God speaking to you, church. This is God speaking to us. For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, for I am with you. I will help you. So, if He holds our right hand with our left hand, that means we're walking together. But if He holds our right hand with His right hand, that means that He is facing us. He is looking into our eyes, and we are looking into His eyes. Hallelujah. Because He is helping us. He is right with us. He is holding our right hand with His right hand. He's not just walking alongside us. He is right in front of us. Hallelujah, declaring that no weapon formed against you will prosper, and every voice that rises against you will not prosper. What did he say in Isaiah 43? He said, "But now thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, fear not." What did he say? Fear not. There's 365 of those in the Bible. Fear not. Don't be afraid, for I've redeemed you. I've called you by your name. God knows your name. He said, "You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you." Do you understand? He said, when you pass through the waters, you must understand that you will not drown. You must declare today that I'm going over and I'm not going under. God did not bring me this far to let me down. God did not bring me this far to let me drown. I'm going to the other side. I'm going to be a strong finisher. I know how to blow the charge, but I don't know how to blow the retreat. So what did he say? He said, when you pass through the waters, I'm going to be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. He said, for I am the Lord your God. He said, I'm the Lord your God that heals you. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 1, he said, therefore I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear. This is Paul talking to Timothy right now and the church there. He said, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out all fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. Hallelujah. So fear is the greatest threat to believers today. So we must declare with the Apostle Paul, we will stand and we will withstand every attack of the enemy. Every storm, we know that if we go through the waters, that he's going to be with us. And through the rivers, they are not going to overflow. So that means we're not going to drown in the river. He said, when we pass through, you're only passing through this storm. The storm did not come to stay. The Bible said, and it came to pass. This storm will not last forever. It will only last for a season. Even if you're in the fire today, if you're in a fiery trial and pain and all sorts of onslaught of the enemy is coming against your health, your marriage, your emotions, your finances, whatever it may be, God says you'll walk through the fire and you will not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you, because God said, I am with you. Hallelujah. The three Hebrew children, they said, when they went through the fire, the Bible says that when the king looked, he saw not three, not just Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fire, but he said, I see four in the fire. And he said, it appears like it's the Son of Man. So Jesus went with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego through the fire. Hallelujah. And if you're going through a fiery trial today, I'm here to encourage you and tell you that you are not alone, that God is with you. And if God be for you, and if God be with you, church, who can be against you? And my response to that is nobody, 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 nobody. And so if you're in a storm today, if you're in the fire today, and your faith is being challenged, know this, that God is with you. And he has not given you a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and of a sound mind. So you be strong and of a good courage. Faith is wonderful, but standing in the storm, courage is even better. And I love Joshua chapter 1. I'm going to read you a passage there in Joshua chapter 1. He said, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over the Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I'm giving to them, the children of Israel. If you're in a storm today, you're going to the other side. If you're in a valley, you're on your way to the mountaintop. God has given you a testimony. So he said, every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I've given you, as I said to Moses, from the wilderness in this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. He said to Joshua, be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. What did he say to Joshua? Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of a good courage. Do not be afraid. Don't be afraid, Joshua. Don't be afraid nor dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Take your stand. Be strong. Take your stand. Hallelujah. And I'm just encouraging all of you that are in a storm today, that are being challenged, that you're in a battle, maybe for your life. I just declare to you to be strong and of a good courage, and take your stand. Paul said to the church there at Ephesus, be strong, take your stand, and having done all to stand. 1 Kings 19, God speaking to Elijah, he said, go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great wind tore into the mountains, broke the pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. The Lord was there with the prophet Elijah. So what did he say? He said, get out of this hiding. Get out of this hiding place. Get up out of the cave. Stand up. Get your head up. Get your head up, Elijah. You must understand today that when you look down, everything looks down. But when you look up, everything begins to look up. 2 Chronicles 18, then Micaiah said, therefore hear the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne, and all the host of heaven standing on his right hand and on his left. I'm telling you, God is sitting on his throne. Jesus is sitting at his right hand, ever making intercession for us. And he wants us, they are sitting, God the Father sitting there, Jesus sitting there on his right hand, but we are standing. Hallelujah. We are standing and taking our stand. 2 Chronicles 20, the Lord said to the man of God, you will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourself, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not fear, be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you. He said, take your position. And that position is not the position of having your head down and feeling like that everything is going to hell in a handbasket. No, no, no. I want you to know that God is with you today. Psalms 134 says, behold, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord who by night stand in the house of the Lord. Psalms 94, who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Ezekiel 22, so I sought for a man among them who would make a wall and stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land, that I should not destroy it. And so he said, stand in the gap. Daniel 10, he said to me, O Daniel, man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak to you and stand upright, for I've now been sent to you. While he was speaking these words, Daniel was standing. Stand up, he said. Habakkuk chapter 2, the prophet said, I will stand my watch and set myself on the rampart. I will position myself. I will stand. Mark 11 says, and whenever you stand praying, he didn't say when you sit praying. He said when you stand praying. If you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive your trespasses. Luke chapter 1, and the angel said to him, I, Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God. You must understand the angels are not sitting, they're standing. God the Father and God the Son, they're the one that sits, but we are the one. Even the angels, the ministering angels, the warring angels, the messenger angels, all of them are standing. And we are standing. We are standing. Hallelujah. 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 We are standing. And Paul said in 1 Corinthians, he said to the church at Corinth, watch, stand fast in the faith, be brave, be strong. Put on the whole armor of God, he said to the church at Ephesus, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Stand and withstand. So those of you that are going through a storm today, I declare that Gene and I are standing with you. Other members of Breakout Radio Church are standing with you. We must declare that we're standing. So if we're going through a storm in a battle today, we'll stand. Even if it appears that God is not answering or the storm continues to rage after we've done all that we know how to do, we're just going to keep standing. Standing with our spiritual armor on, proclaiming that we will not bow or bend to fear. We will not bow or bend to our circumstances. The three Hebrew children said when threatened by the king Nebuchadnezzar, said, I'm going to burn you. I'm going to throw you to fire. Everybody does not bow to me. They said, we believe that God's going to deliver us, but even if he doesn't, we will not bow to fear and to all of these attacks of the enemy. But we know that God is going to deliver us, but if he doesn't, we're going to continue to trust him. Faith is high, but trust in God is higher. Trust is higher than faith. It takes a special relationship to have trust in God. We trust him because we have built a relationship. We will not fear because fear has torment. We will not be afraid. Hallelujah. So we're not in a kneeling position today. There is a time to kneel before God. But if we're in a battle, if we're in a warfare, we will stand because we know that he is holding our right hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My friend Bob Schaefer has gone through 10 surgeries, 10 or more back surgeries, said these words to me recently. I glance at the problem, but I gaze at the promise. I glance at the problem, but I gaze at the promise. So we're going to keep our heads up. We're going to keep looking up. David said, I will lift my eyes unto the hills. The original translation says, I'm going to lift my eyes above the hills. Which comes my help? Where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord. We thank God for medical science. I have three spiritual sons that are medical doctors. One is a surgeon. So I believe that they're here to help us. Even Luke was a surgeon. But to medical science, there's something higher than medical science. And that is the word of the Lord. So today we declare that God did not bring us this far to let us down. God did not bring us this far to let us drown. We have faith in our hearts and a word of faith in our mouth. And so when we get into a storm, all we need is one unmovable, unshakable, undeniable word from God. Paul in Acts 27 was in a storm. And Paul said, men, I perceive. He was on a boat going to Rome. He said, men, I perceive that this voyage will end with disaster and much loss, not only of the cargo and ship, but also our lives. Nevertheless, the centurion was more persuaded by the helmsman and the owner of the ship than by the things spoken by Paul. And because the harbor was not suitable to winter in, the majority advised to set sail from there also, if by any means they could reach Phoenix, a harbor of Crete, opening up toward the southwest and northwest, are going to winter there. And because we were exceedingly tempest-tossed, the next day they lightened the ship. On the third day, we threw the ship's tackle overboard with our own hands. Now when neither sun nor stars appeared for many days and no small tempest beat on us, all hope that we would be saved was finally given up. But after long abstinence from food, then Paul stood in the midst of them and said, men, you should have listened to me and not have sailed from Crete and incurred this disaster and lost. And now I urge you to take heart, for there will be no loss of life among you, but only of the ship. For there stood by me this night, hallelujah, this is awesome, for there stood by me this night an angel of the God to whom I belong and to whom I serve, saying, do not be afraid, Paul. What? Do not be afraid, Paul. You must be brought before Caesar. And indeed, God has granted you all those who sail with you. Therefore, take heart, men, for I believe God that it was told that it will be just as it was told me. So, Paul, what did he say? He said, I have a word from God. He said, the angel of the Lord, which we know now is Jesus Christ, stood with me. Hallelujah. What did he say? He said, I'm never going to leave you, forsake you. I'm going to go all the way with you, even to the end of the age. And Paul said, I got a word from God last night. And the word is that this ship, that none of you, over 200 there on the ship, that none of you are going to be lost. We don't need to be afraid. And I'm going to be brought to Caesar. I'm not going to drown. You're not going to drown. God has granted all of you that sail. Not one of you are going to be lost. Take heart, men. For he said, I believe God that it was told me that it will be just as it was told me. And what happened? They made it to the other side. And Paul got to Rome on a word from God. In 2004, when Gene was diagnosed with cancer, we stood with faith in our heart. There's no word like the C word. But we had a word from God. We had a word from God. A prophet by the name of Bob Alexander gave us a word. Gene may have a suspicious mass. That's what the doctor said. Gene may have a suspicious mass, but it is not malignant. Go ahead and have it checked out by a doctor that you trust, but relax. So I wrote my prayer partners, and I gave them the word. And when Gene had the examination, it showed that she had a massive malignancy, and but we stood on the word. We did not stand on the doctor's report. We stood on the word. Hallelujah. And we declared that there was no cancer, even when the x-rays and the report said there was cancer. Gene said, I believe God. I'm going to have healing without surgery. And we know that less than a month later, she went back to the doctor, and there was no cancer. Gene has been cancer-free since 2004, a mammogram this year, continued to declare no cancer. We stood on the word of God. I know that we're praying, that you're praying for our personal assistant. Linda Meeks has been serving us for many years, since 2001. Linda Meeks has served us, and she's been diagnosed with cancer. Has 33 radiation treatments scheduled, but she's standing on the word. I sent her a Bible on December the 23rd, 2008, and I gave her this scripture. I gave her this prophetic word. Linda, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that long life and peace will be your reward for your faithfulness, that godly children and grandchildren will be your inheritance, that in the days to come you will be known as the matriarch who started a line of godly men and women who will stand and honor you in your godly example. In days to come, you will witness many awards, accolades, and accomplishments and appointments for those you've sown into. They will stand and honor you. So now the enemy, the storm has come to Linda Meek's life, the woman who's been serving us for 18 years. But we're declaring the word of God that I spoke over her in 2008. Your reward for your faithfulness will be your inheritance, that in days to come you will be known as the matriarch who started a line of godly men and women who will stand and honor your godly example. What am I saying? Linda Meeks has children, but she has no grandchildren. And now the devil has come to attack her. But Gene and I are standing with her in this storm. And with many of you, we're in a storm today. Ron and Betty Lester, Roy and Bonnie Beard, Pastor Dave Rogers, Eddie Hornsby, Laura Smith, and those, Delvin and Rhonda Kinzer, and others of you, Jenna, we're standing with you. We're standing, having done all to stand, and we're about to pray, but you must know that we're standing with you, and we need to hear from you, and we need to hear from those of you that are standing with us during these stormy days. You know, I read Numbers chapter 1, and I really recognized it for the first time yesterday. Now, the Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai. These are the names of the men who shall stand with you. And he began to name those: Reuben, Eleazar, Simeon, Nashon, and he went on and on, Issachar. And he said, make a list of those standing with you. And so Gene and I are making a list of those that are standing with us during these stormy season of our lives. And that's what you need to do. You need to know, you need to make a list of those that are standing with you. That's what Gene and I did in 2004 throughout the Bible. Throughout the Bible, we were making a list of those that were standing with us. And I know that you're standing with us today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So, Gene, we're standing with those that are going through a storm today, right? We know what a stormy season is. We've been through storms in our 52 years of ministry. And we're standing, aren't we, Gene?
Yes, we are. We're standing with each and every one of you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Adabrieta, you may be having a setback, but don't take a step back. In Jesus' name, take your stand. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray for those that are going through a storm today.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, we declare that this storm will not prosper in their lives. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We break all spirits of fear in the name of Jesus,
yes,
that have come against you. Oh, we declare today that you can trust him with all of your heart. Do not lean to your own understanding. Hallelujah. 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 We break every attack of the enemy. We declare that these weapons that have been formed against you will not prosper. In the name of Jesus, we stand with you right now.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Kura briyata bashara bukutare briyate. Mandare briyata bashara briyata bukutare briyate. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In 2004, when Gina was and I were going through the storm, when cancer was threatening her life, we began to play this song by Godfrey Bertel, one of our spiritual sons. And I'm going to have him to sing a little bit of it today. And, I just want you to take your stand right now.
After I've done everything, I will stand with my eyes on the King of Kings. I will stand. I will stand in confidence to see the Lord's deliverance. Yes, I will stand. I will stand. Of this I'm absolutely sure. I see the goodness of the Lord. Yes, I will stand. Because I'm in the darkest day, I will stand and bring a sacrifice of praise. I will stand. I will stand. No matter what is thrown at me, I'll stand against the devil's scheme. Yes, I will stand.
Okay, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Gene and I are standing with you. It pays to stand with God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we just take our stand in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, we can trust him, can't we, Gene? We can trust him.
Yes,
hallelujah.
We can.
52 years of full-time ministry. We have trusted God in the stormy weather, in the fiery trials. And I just want to tell you, church, that you can trust God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just get people to stand with you. That's what Gene and I did. We got people to stand with us. We had their names. Get a list of people that are standing with you because it pays to trust him. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to pray for those of you today that don't know the Lord. You don't know the Lord. If you don't know him, we want to give you an opportunity to be saved today. The Bible says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And if you don't know the Lord, or maybe you're far away from God, maybe you're disappointed in God, maybe you're a backslider, I don't know. But I just want to know today, if you were to die today, where would you go? Would you go to heaven or would you go to hell? If you don't know for sure, would you say this prayer after me? Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you died on the cross for my sins. I believe you arose on the third day. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I accept you as my personal Savior. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. If you've said that prayer, I invite you to be a member of Breakout Radio Church. All you have to do is go to breakoutradiochurch.com, breakoutradiochurch.com, and there is a membership link. You just fill out the information, become a member of Breakout Radio Church. Well, we want to give you an opportunity to give today. We know Jesus said it's more blessed to give than to receive. And Gene and I have been blessed all of these years because we have been faithful to give our tithes and our offerings to God. And if Breakout Radio Church is your church, and if Dale and Gene Gentry are your pastors, then I want you to give today. And remember that God is with you. And we want to give you an opportunity to give your tithe and your offering. And God says, if you won't steal my money, I won't let Satan steal your money. So tithe is our commitment, letting him know, God know that we're faithful to give. And so all you have to do to give today is go to our donate, go to bpnradio.com. bpnradio.com and click the donate button, and you can use your PayPal, credit card, or debit card. When you click on the donate button, you'll see a picture of Gene and I. You can use your PayPal, credit card, debit card to give. And if you want to write a check, you can make your check payable to Breakout Ministries. That's Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. And if you go to bpnradio.com and click on the donate button at the top of the page there, the right-hand donate button, you will see the address as well. And so, Father, we just bless the people that are giving today to Breakout Radio Church. And we just ask, God, that you bless them abundantly. And we ask, God, that you bless them bountifully. In Jesus' name, as they give today, in Jesus' name. And Gene, we just want to express our appreciation to people that are faithful in giving.
Yes, we do. We're so thankful and grateful for all of you that are faithful to sow into our lives in this ministry.
Yes.
And we just ask that God would return that blessing to you. And it's so good to be back, and just know that we love you and appreciate you. So grateful for all of you.
Yes.
Our members and our sponsors today.
Oh, that's right. We're grateful for all of our members, sponsors, partners, and thank you for giving today. Thank you for being faithful. Thank you for your faithfulness to attend Breakout Radio Church in these past several weeks that Gene and I have been out. But we're back, and I'm looking forward to being back, of course, next Sunday to preach again. Remember, this program is going to be replayed at 10 a.m. this morning, and also 8 p.m. tonight. 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. each weekday, Monday through Saturday, in fact. So God bless you. You have a wonderful day. And know that Gene and I love you very, very much. God bless you. Keep listening to BPN Radio all day long. And tonight we have Preaching Sunday. God bless you.